السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, something came in my heart yesterday and it hit me until today. You remember Idris alayhi salam? Idris alayhi salam, he loved Allah so much. He cannot wait to meet Allah and he was choked from loving Allah. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his wish, to the point Allah took his life in the fourth sky. Sa'd ibn Mu'az radiallahu anhu, he embraced Islam age 31. He died age 36. And he get a title. Do you know what the title is? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if you want to see the most beloved man ever touch and walk over the ground, look at Sa'd ibn Mu'az. What do you think about this title? The most beloved man ever touch and walk over the earth, beloved to Allah. What a title. This is the one when Sa'd ibn Mu'az died. The throne of Allah is shaked. Angel Jibreel alayhi salam come with 70,000 to 100,000 angels to walk in the janazah of Sa'd. What Sa'd did? He sacrificed all his money for Sabilillah. He put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and mu'mineen above anything. Not a talk. By this way, something came in my heart. What the difference between the one who love and the one who want love? I want it to be critical. What the difference between the one who love and the one who want to be loved? Huge difference. Sa'd ibn Mu'az, he love Allah. Sa'd ibn Mu'az, he want to do anything for Allah. Idris alayhi salam, he love Allah, but from different perspective. Just love. He cannot take it. This dunya has no meaning. The love of Allah will overwhelm me. You remember, I talk a lot about this topic. Because this topic is really disturbed me. Why? Today, the majority of us do not know how to love. Do not know how to love, how to receive love, how to give love. Why? I discover something. When you look to people stingy, selfish, greed. Can they really love? No. One scholar said, imagine the stingy before, he's stingy over you, meaning he didn't want to give you. He didn't want benefit. Because by giving you, he's benefit himself. Imagine when you're stingy, you do not want benefit yourself. And what is the point? The point is, do you think if you fail to have a relationship with Allah, a real love with Allah, what will happen? Do you think you really can have a successful love with anyone? And now be careful about something. Sometimes we go to Allah, we acting like love Allah, just to gain something. Is not for Allah. Is not to please Allah. Is not. Because when you love someone, what will happen? When you love someone, you won't be with him. You won't see him. You won't hear him. You won't do anything to please him. You won't do anything to please him. This is what happened in the time of messenger prophets. This happened when the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their iman rise up according to the amount of sacrifice. Until now, if you ask me, we still stuck. Link, talk, passing knowledge. This will not increase your iman. Will not make you beloved to Allah. Because it's cheap. What make you go closer to Allah? What make you really beloved? What make you warm? What make you can receive and give? The real love. The real love. the real love. The real love will make you have rahmah, have goodness. And most of all, you won't protect yourself from losing this feeling. You won't be in the company of those can cherish your feeling and increase it. You won't be with Allah, number one, with angels, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They love each other so much. The love of Allah was so high to the point some of them used to say, we, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we used to be super happy, so happy of meeting each other and spend some time with each other more than spending some time with our own family. This is why even some of them, or a lot of them, Allah accepting their dua, and they die together, even they bury together. My dear brother and sister in Islam, huge difference between you want somebody to serve you, you want somebody to be good to you, you want someone to love you. Imagine, this is what you hear from people. You hear a woman said, I want you to love me. I want you to serve me. I want you to be good to me. All the time I want. I want you to show me your love. I want to hear it from you. I want. But the person who talk like that, do not think, why I will love you? Why? You see? Do you remember? You remember what the Arabic people used to say? Go to the article of love and read it again. They said, if you want to be loved, you have to love. And to love, you have to give. And give cannot be according to you. Not in the time you want, in the way you want. When you read Surah Al-Tawbah, Surah Al-Hadid, all this big chapter about spending, Allah trialed the mu'mineen in a certain time. Imagine now, the person you love, or he love you, he's stuck, he's in a situation, he need help. The reality of you show up. The reality of love show up. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Not ask. Some people said, do you want help? Do you want me to help you? Do you need any help? No, this is not love. This is not love. This is why when you look at Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he's in a hurry. He hurry of good deed. To the point, Umar ibn Khattab, he say, used to say, you make us so tired after you, Ya Abu Bakr. When Umar radiallahu anhu tried to imitate Umar, everybody said, you make us so tired, Ya Umar. By the way, these people used to run after good deed. No delaying, not talking. Run! Why? They dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they not doing it. They not like us today. How much it reward? Imagine, today every time we talk, how much it reward? How I can get? What I am getting? Which one it reward more? The companion do not do that. The companion was wanted love of Allah, pleasing Allah, elevating the message, carries the message. You see, because when you love, you try to please whom you love. You do not love with a calculator. Did I give you this? You didn't give me this. I give you that. You didn't give me that. No way. No way. The love, the person who love, he give. That's it. He just give. He just give. He doesn't calculate, and he doesn't deny in the time he wants. No, no. He's real. By this way, the person who loves, you cannot be really in a state of real love and you're stingy or arrogant or jealous or ego or whatever, or greed and selfish, all this meaning become diminished because all you want to serve whom you love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is nothing I can tell you. Nothing. Nothing I can tell you. All you have to do, read. Read about these people. Like one person, he said, if we cannot be, at least try to imitate them. Try to imitate. Now, for you who work in Project Smile, I have a gift for you. The more you serve people, the more Allah love you. The more you're sweating to please Allah, but it has to be for Allah. Don't try to wait for a reward. Deny yourself. Deny yourself. Don't give yourself a credit at all. We're working for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're working to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We try to gain the pleasure of Allah. And be careful. Don't come and work to gain something from Allah. You will gain it anyway, believe it or not. You will gain. Allah will reward you. But should not be even our aim to reward. No. Our aim is higher than the reward. Our aim for Allah to smile at us. Our aim for Allah to give us good ending. Our aim to Allah save us from Jahannam. Our aim for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us by make us see His beautiful face. Our aim when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us under His throne, under the shade of His throne, Yawm al-Qiyamah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, is a huge difference. Huge difference between the one who give you all the time without waiting for you. The one He give you before you do anything. He give you, He love you, He care for you. Imagine, this is love. This love. And now a question. Imagine if you fail to acknowledge the importance of this love relationship between us and Allah. To be the real one for Allah. Can you love your wife? Can you love your children? Can you really love anyone? Can you? Can you even love yourself? Because if you fail to acknowledge the value of this relationship between you and Allah, you think you can value another relationship? This is another thing. If you fail to value the relationship with Allah, and you do not water this relationship, you think you can value another relationship? Could benefit you? This why, my dear brother and sister in Islam, when we feel the essence of the love between us and Allah, we feel everything later on. Because now, believe it or not, I fail to love myself. I fail to love myself. If I fail to love myself, you think I will love you? If I'm not good to myself, you think I can be good to you? If I'm so blind in my own selfish and greed, do not even want benefit my soul and make my soul beloved to Allah. Imagine, I'm denying myself to be beloved to Allah. I'm saying, Allah, I don't care about your love story. Imagine, is this not what we do? I'm busy about everybody else except you, Allah. I have no time for you. I have no place in my heart for you. Don't touch it, Allah. No. I can give you a little bit according to what I want. No, don't touch it. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Look at Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Look at the rest of the companion. How they spend and the way they spend. Really. Spending time and money on even their life is easy. It's very easy. Because you know who they're dealing with. They get it. They really get it. Now ask yourself, is me trying even to go to the journey of loving Allah? Do I value the relationship between me and Allah? Do I have a space for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my heart? And how much space? 1%, 2%, 10%? And what Allah want? What Allah deserve? Leftover space in your heart, similar to the leftover of your time, leftover of your money, leftover of your emotion, or he deserved the best of you, the utmost of you, because nobody deserves it except him. A lot of people, when they hear that, they said, you not want me to love my wife and kids? Love them, but different style of love. Is a love driven from the fountain of the real love, the love of Allah wa Rasuluh, al-Mu'mineen. May Allah make us among those. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this talk, if you ask me, is not for you. This is a very difficult topic, very difficult. Easy for those who really, Allah will make it easy for them. And difficult for those, Allah will make it difficult for them. Just this, think about it. And try to realize, where am I? Where am I in the eye of Allah? And how much I'm really willing and to do for Sabilillah. How much I want to be famous in the kingdom of Allah. How much I want to be known by Allah. How much I want Allah to be pleased with me. How much I want to prove to Allah I really love him. By action, by thinking, by thought, by remembering, by talking about him all the time. And I invite people to him to care about his message and the beloved of the Rasulullah ﷺ message, to care about his deen, his guidance. Do everything in the maximum I can to please him. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, all I can tell you, the thought, it will be for somebody special. Somebody who really want to elevate his soul, dunya and akhirah. Somebody who you want to be walking in this earth and the angel make dua for him. Somebody who want to walk in this earth and the angel call his name around the throne of Allah. Go, please, collect the ahadith about love of Allah and the sign of love of Allah. You will see it. To the point, if you want to commit sins, Allah will give you tawbah before you do it. And if you do it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call the angel, turn around, don't see my servant, it's between me and him. And Allah will cover you up. If you read about the amount of love of Allah to us, wallahi, you will be ashamed of loving anyone above Allah or even closer. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. You will be ashamed or being occupied with anyone above Allah. You will be ashamed of any delay of good deed and spending for Allah. You will be ashamed of delaying anything to support the message of Allah. You will be ashamed when you think Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah will ask you, why you delay spending? Why you delay talking about me? Why you delay remember me? Do you have anyone in your heart above me? Go to him or her, see what they can do to you. Can they benefit you Yawm al-Qiyamah? Can they benefit you in the moment of death or after death? They cannot. Nobody can except Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a true beloved to Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our heart of loving Allah. And make us famous in the kingdom of Allah. And make us love Allah wa Rasuluh above any love. And love the mu'mineen and the message of Allah. And working for Allah above any love. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, read the article about love, the love of Allah, what Allah love, fake feeling versus real feeling. Read it. Fresh your memory with all this knowledge and ask yourself where you are. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, tell me I love you. No. He's high. He deserves it. And he honor himself, and he wants special people to love him, talk to him, to worship him, work for him, to pleasing him. Because love, you do not ask people to love you. You earn it. You earn it by your manner, by your service, by your kindness, by your generosity, by your quality, by your real love. You love, people will love you. But remember the prerequisites of love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among those who are real believer, real in every quality we have, not fake. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Because we need to enter real toward Ramadan. May Allah give us barakah in Sha'ban, allow us to reach Ramadan, and may Allah make us in Ramadan among those who are famous in the kingdom of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor us dunya and akhirah with Laylat al-Qadr, with Af, and with united with each other for sabilillah, dunya and akhirah. Ameen, ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope it reaches you and it benefits you, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.